the first thing we're going to do is finish up some of the klali issues that we brought up in the Malacha of Choreh, and then we'll do Kotzer. So we started talking about Psik Reish Lo Nichalei for an Isser Derabanan. Now, one raya that comes from our sugya to be machmir, take a look at the Simon Shin Lamed Zion Siv Dalad, and we'll see the Mishnah Berurah also Yotess. Aser Letzadeh Chavis Al Haaretz, Dekevan Shikveda Yavol Hashvos Gumos Vadai Vahave Psik Reisha. So you're going to have this heavy barrel of wine, and when you tip it over to pour, so then it's going to create a hole of some sort. Says the Mishnah Berurah, Hainu Chavis Melaya, this is your test, V'chein lo yachriya chavis v'yishpoch v'mena ala magbiyam in aretz v'shofech. So you want to pour from this chavis, what should you do? Don't roll it or anything like that, but pick it up and pour it tilting over that way. Shem lo ken yachfor min aretz b'vadai. What kind of lach is this anyway if you do this? Let's say I pour from my barrel without picking it up, so it'll make a little hole, but it's mekalkel. I don't want that hole. V'gam lach shen tzrichel rufa. He, right, because my intention is to pour the wine. V'gam chofer kalachar yatu. The normal way to dig holes is not through a wine barrel. Afal b'chein aser. So here we have a triple derabanan. Truth is, every time we're talking about a psik reish lo nichalei, it's always going to at least be probably in tzrichel gufa. But besides in a tzrichel gufa, psik reish lo nichalei, there's two additional derabanan, klach yad, and mekalkel. And nevertheless, it's aser. Sounds like from here that psik reish lo nichalei is aser for an iser derabanan, and maybe even a double derabanan or triple derabanan. Could you be docha this raya? You could try to argue that this is a specific zera. It's not reflective of the general rule. At the very least, you could say, well, maybe the reason why we're machmir over here is because all the reasons why they're all the rabbanans are klali the rabbanans. Like we said last week, the distinction between a p'tur klali and a p'tur prati, right? Kalachayad and sichlevufa and mekalkel are all p'tur klalis. So what other rayos do we have? But the simple reading of this is that we are machmir for psik reisha to lo nichalei, at least for one iser drabanan and maybe multiple. Now another place this comes up is in Shin Tezayin Sif Gimel. This is a halacha coming from the Sefer Truma. It's talking about Seda. You can't close a teva katana that has flies in it. It's a psik reisha that you'll be trapping the flies. But, and even though here this is an iser derabanan, why flies are einan v'minan nitzod, all the laboratories notwithstanding, and therefore there's no iser deoraisa for trapping the flies. It's an iser derabanan. It's a psik reisha for an iser derabanan. It's still aser. But if it's a large teva, such that even after they're trapped, I still can't get them easily. So then, it's mutter. What's the reason why it's mutter? Says the Mishnah Berurah, quoting the Prima Gadim, it's a double derabanan. Psik reisha, and a double derabanan is mutter. So here we have a leniency in psik reisha, double derabanan. Now, l'chayra, it sounds like from here, that it's only mutter because it's a double derabanan. And even though it's a psik reisha lo nichalei. And is this a p'tur klali or p'tur prati? It's a p'tur prati, right? Einan b'mina nitzot is a local p'tur, and still it's aser. So this would seem to be a kasha on who's yesod? Rabbi Willig, right? Rabbi Willig. It's makil for a psik reisha lo nichalei for an iser derabanan when it's an iser prati, like we said last time. So what's the Rabbi Willig going to say? So he says, maybe over there it's nichalei. Why is it nichalei? I don't like these flies flying around my house, right? So therefore, Rabbi Willig said, let's say in this teva there's food. It's a bread basket, a large bread basket. And there's, I know there's a fly in there. So I don't actually want the fly to be trapped. Why? Because, sorry, a small bread basket, right? Because Rabbi Willig would say it's mutter for psik reisha, a single isur rabbanan. So small, so even though the Ramah's machmir for a small basket, right? Rabbi Willig would say that's because you don't want the flies around. You want them in the basket, not out of the basket. But let's say you want them out of the basket, it's lo nichol, right? Because there's food in the basket. Then Rabbi Willig says it's machmir. Right? The Ramah is only machmir when you want them in a basket. Now, that might be a plausible pshat in the Ramah, but it's not, I think, a plausible pshat in the Mishnah Berurah. I think Rabbi Willig does try to say in the Mishnah Berurah, he acknowledged that there's a Mishnah Berurah that goes against his theory. Maybe it's this one, I'm not sure. But there's a, if you take a look at the Shaar Tzion and Simon Shin Lamed Zion, Sif Katan Base. So this is actually our Simon. We talked about this question. So he writes, here we're talking about the Isser of Hashvas Kumos. And in the middle of that long Shaar Tzion, he writes, Mevor Liel, Simon Shin Tes Zion, Sif Gimel Bahaga. That's what we just quoted from the Tzeda. Tadasa Ramasha Muchach Desirala Ba'alma Demutre Derabanan Motor B'psikresh Deloni Chalai. So at the very least, the Mishnah Berurah is assuming that trapping the flies is a P'sikresh Deloni Chalai. And it's Motor when it's Tre Derabanan, but not Chad Derabanan. So the Mishnah Berurah's view seems to be that you could be mako in a psik resha de lo nichole and trade rabbanan. Now the problem is, we started off with a source from Simon Shin Lamed Zion, the case of the chavis on the ground, where he's machmir for a psik resha de lo nichole betrade rabbanan. So maybe the answer is that even within a Mishnah Berurah, we'll have to be machalik between an Isser Klali and an Isser Prati. When it comes to an Isser Klali, then Psik Resha betray Derabanan, even though it's Lo Nichalei Zasser. When it comes to an Isser Prati, Psik Resha de Lo Nichalei for Trey Derabanan is Mutter. That works for almost all the Mishnah Berurahs. Not quite all of them, as the Orcho Shabbos points out. So again, Rabbi Willig is even more makel. He says when it's an Isser Prati, Chad Derabanan Psik Resha Delo Nichalei is okay. L'chora, that doesn't quite work with the Mishnah Berurah, but there might be a lot of evidence for that in terms of trying to understand a number of halachos. You could look at Rabbi Willig's Raios for that.
Mordechai?
Which point? The one where he's Machalik between Klali and Prati? Yeah. I think that's like Siv Zion. The other one was like Siv Base in that piece. But anyway. So, now these, by the way, these shilas come up and we'll return to them all over the place. We discussed, for example, the issues of that you have to be concerned about when walking and all sorts of things happening. And oftentimes it's lo nichalei or lo echbaslei. Lights, security lights of your neighbors going on or other types of things. Now, a lot of times they're going to be a psik reisha de lo echbaslei for nisur derabanan. So if you're mako on that, that could be a tzad lahakel on many of these modern questions. Sometimes it's nichalei. Remember, very important, you saw it, is we don't say, well, just because I don't want it to happen because of Shabbos, that makes it lo nichalei, because then every psik resha would be lo nichalei for someone who's a shomer Shabbos. It has to be lo nichalei objectively, or lo echbaslei. In other words, if during the week I really appreciate this added light, it's just that on Shabbos it bothers me because I don't want to be mechal Shabbos, I would still be nichalei, presumably. But nevertheless, many of these electronic questions are really lo echbaslei. You couldn't care less. And moreover, they are, sick reishas on Isurim de Rabbanan. So that is a tzad to be makel on a lot of these questions. Now, the truth is, even though the Mishnah Berurah himself, as we said, is machmir, generally speaking, for psik reisha, deloni chalei for a single derabbanan, at the very least, he is makel b'makom tsar. So, for example, in Siman Shin Tazayin Hey, he writes, you can close, let's say a bird flies into my house. We talked about this discussion in the Rashba before. And I'm, you know, if I leave the window open, which would allow the bird to escape, then my house will start getting very cold because it's the winter. So I can close the window. Why? Psik reisha delo michalei, right? I'm not interested in this bird. Iser derabanan, because even if it's yesh bemino nitzot, but it's pretty hard to still catch that bird in my house. And therefore, it's not really trapped fully, and therefore, it would be mutter. Or another example, the Mishnah Berurah says this in Siman Shin Chaf Aleph Nun Zayin and Shar Tzion Samaches, the base mayor. So b'makom tzar, b'makom tzorech, and the like, then you could do it. So even if you are the, you're going to be machmir like the Mishnah Berurah against Rabbi Willig. That you're going to be machmir, generally speaking, for psik reisha the lomi chalei for nisud rabbanan, makom tzar, makom tzarach, you could be mekel, and therefore, it's a. I think I once many years ago heard a tape from Rabbi Reisman, and he had like 10. The title of the shiur, I don't remember, it was 5 or 10 or 3, whatever it was. 10 coolest to have in your back pocket. So one of them was psik reisha delo nichalei for nisud rabbanan. So that's one of them. Now, there are poskim, besides Rabbi Willig, who are makel on this. Some poskim are makel not because of Rabbi Willig's lumdus. Remember, the lumdus of Rabbi Willig to be makel was because of Rabbi Chanan's shtickel teira, and here you have the tzad to be machmir, where we're choshesh both for Chad Maisa, and for Mechavin Lekach, and therefore Psik Resh Del Nichalei Besim Nesivis, you have neither, and therefore it's Mutter. Others are Mekel for a Sveik Seika type of reason. What do I mean to say? What's a Sveik Seika? Well, first of all, we know that even a Psik Resh Del Nichalei for Nesid Rabbanan, many are Mekel, like the Tumas Hadashen. And second of all, for psik reisha delo nichalei, even for nisud reisha, many are makel, namely the arach. So maybe the arach's right. For instance, the arach's right, wrong. Maybe the Torah Sedeshin is right. It goes both ways, and therefore, that's why other poskim are makel. So there are mekilim, but I think the more mainstream Ashkenazi psak is to be machmir shelo b'makom sorech. But b'makom tzarech, b'makom tzar, the like, there's room to be makel. And again, according to Rabbi Willig, as long as it's an iser klali, you could always be makel. Now, what about, let's go back to this point we brought up before of psik reisha adelo nichalei by trade rabbanan. Right? We saw that the Mishnah Berurah at least holds, at least in some places, that trade rabbanan were makel in a psik reisha adelo nichalei. So, where do we find this? Where does this idea come from? There's basically two sources. One is what we mentioned, Shin Tazayin Gimel, that the Ramaz Mati are closing the Teva Gedola that has flies in it. And again, the Prima Gadim says that's because of Psik Reisha Delo Nichalei for Trade Rabbanan. Number two, it's a Magen Avram. Well, Rabbi Willig thinks it's Nichalei, but the Mishnah Berurah doesn't. The Mishnah Berurah thinks it's lo nichalei.
Isn't that three? It's large, it's emun and also it, and it's lo nichalei.
Well, as I said, it's every lo nichalei is always going to be in shvichal gufa. So our question, when we say psik reish to lo nichalei for nisid rabbanan or trade rabbanan, we say besides that, do you need one more? Or two more? Willig thinks you need one more, as long as it's prati and not klali. The Mishnah Berurah seems to say you need two more. That's one source for that idea. Another source, and again, even within the Mishnah Berurah, you might say that's only for Prati, not Klali,
right,
to explain the halacha that we started off with. Another place where you see the Mishnah Berurah, by the way, being machmir for Klali, even though it's Trei de Rabbanan, is also in our Siman, We're going to get to it soon because we're about to finish Melechas Kotzer. But the halacha, the dear halacha that says that you can't run in tall grass when it's a psik resha that is going to pull it out, right? What is that? It's a psik resha de lo nichalei, or lo ach baslei, and it's kelachar yad, it's mekalkel, right? So there too, but those are all ptur klalis. So Willig would explain that because it's klali, and maybe the Mishnah Berurah as well. And as I said, that chiluk in the Mishnah Berurah works almost always. When I say almost always, what I'm acknowledging is that there do seem to be steers in the Mishnah Berurah. It's not entirely clear if there's, you know, I don't know if a mahalach that perfectly explains every Mishnah Berurah has been discovered yet. Makom hinichu lachem. Now, so the other place where this idea of Trei D'Rabbanan comes up is in the Magen Avraham, Siman Shin Yud Daled Hey. The Chevra will remember this a little bit from the summer, taking out vegetables that are buried in the dirt, and even though some type of hole remains,
Paga.
It's a psik resha de b'melach shem shrich l'gufa, mekalkel, and kalach aryad. Right? So that's the way the Dagol Mirvava over in Shin Mem on Magen Avraham Vav explains this. And that's how also the Dagol Mirvava explains the permissibility, which is debated, about eating cookies that have letters on them, because it's a psik resha mekalkel klachar yad. There's birthday cake shilas are not a new question. For hundreds of years, the Rishon, if you read them, the Rishon, that they're beautiful things. They used to take these little kids to like shul in the middle of the night and cover them with a talis, and they bring them, write Megillas on cake and have them eat them. Anyway, take a look there. Literally Megillas, like line after line, is quite remarkable. But back to here, so that's another place where that's how the Dagol Mirvava explains the Mekilim in that. The Mekilim, by creating the hole when you remove the vegetables, creating the Mekilim for eating cookies with letters. It's a psik resha, the lo ach baslei, double the rabbanon. So those are some of the places that you see that kula. Others were not a fan of this double derabbanan idea. We already mentioned Ray Willig doesn't think it's really relevant, because Ray Willig thinks if it's a single derabbanan, that's prati, it's mutter, and if it's a double derabbanan, that's klali, it's still aser. Chazon Ish also was not a fan of this double derabbanan business. He said, mechotesi, whoever heard of this idea, it's not a svar that you see in Gemara Rishonim. To be fair, we do have a concept of the shvus to shvus being mutter b'makom tzarech, but a double derabbanan psik resha lo nichalei, he doesn't think there's much basis for that. Now, a topic that we're not going to discuss now, I'll just mention, since we're doing psik resha, is relevant also for the fly cases that we had talked about earlier, is the question of a suffix psik resha. Suffix psik resha sounds like a satardi de sasvi, it's a zavik, then by definition it's not a psik resha, because psik resha is vadai, or maybe at the very least karvo vadai. Suffix psik resha is that it might be vadai, I just don't know. Right, the example, the classical example of this is the fly, and I don't know if there's a fly in my drawer. Now, I could check. Is the fact that I don't know that there's a fly in the drawer allow me to close the door, the drawer, because I don't know that I'm doing it, or no? Suffolk psik resha is usher, because I could just find out if there's a fly in the drawer. Now,
sometimes you can't find out.
So presumably, if you can't find out, it's okay. It's not the shayla, because otherwise, if it's theoretically solvable, then there would be no such thing as, like, three-quarters of psik resha would be out the window. Let's say dragging a bench. We say dragging a bench is darshan miskaven, right? Because I don't know if it's going to make a hole or not. So one second. If I knew enough about heaviness, you know, if you gave an engineer all these questions, you know, depth, you know, density of the soil and wetness, and you could probably come up with an equation and solve that. Rav Moshe makes this point. So, I talked about it last year, right? It came out twice. Suffix psik resha, miyardeya. We don't need to review that. But assuming that it's something that you could relatively easily discover, like whether there are flies in this drawer, could you still be mako al suffix psik resha? This is a debate. The famous Taz, the Rabban, and the like. And again, we'll have another occasion to return to that question. I just wanted to bring up one more issue that really relates to our Sugya of Choresh. And that is the following. What's the halacha if I'm going to make holes or do something with harisha just by walking? Just by walking. Walking in the mud or the like. So sometimes, could be it's not harisha because you just press it down as opposed to creating a hole. Well, let's say it would be harisha. Would qualify for harisha. So again, it's lo nichalei. It's klachayad. So if you're into the double sikreshet ol nichalei for double derabbanans, then we have an easy solution. But as we said, that's not so pashut because here they're klali pturim, right? And certainly klachayad and mekalkel. No. Usually, if I have a bunch of footprints going through my backyard, so it's mekalkel. It's like the Gemara says.
There's a large hole.
Choresh gumav, right? So the Gemara says that Rebbe Yehuda agrees because that's mekalkel. So that type of situation. So it's a double drabbanan, but again, they're double drabbanan klalis. So if you're into the approach, like again, some achronim are that every time you have a situation only chalei for double drabbanan and smother, then we have a simple solution. But we already saw that's not so pashut. And even in the Mishnah Berurah, who accepts the kula psikresha by double derabbanans, seems to be machmir when they're klalis, right? For example, the prohibition against running through the grass. So, is there any hatter? So again, oftentimes it's not a shaila, but this could definitely happen. Rav Nissen Karelitz, quoted in Dirshu Note 13 in Siman Shin Lamed Zion, says, oh, I have a kula. It's lefitumo, it's derech ilucho. Now, this is a fascinating kula. Can't do malacha derech ilucho. So where did he get this from?
Otzer.
He got it from the Otzer.
Chazanish Otzer.
Oh. So it's a Gemara in Kuf Chaf Aleph on the base. The Gemara there talks about rok, darso lefitumo. We know that there's an isser of hashvayis gumos. If you smush rok into the floor, you could be doing that. But there's a heter of lefitumo. So is this going to be a raya that things that are lefitumo, derech hilucho, and the like, it's okay. I spit. There's this gross piece of spit in the middle of my living room. So I sort of walk to the other side of my room to get a sefer, and in the process, I step on my spit and smush it into the floor, thereby alleviating the mius. Don't try that at home. So that's what the Gemara permits.
How is this different than Masasnik? You know it's there.
Well, so, yeah, in other words, here you know exactly what you're doing. So, according to Rashi's Havana, that sugya, it's probably not such a good raya over there, because Rashi thinks the context over there is it's not a psikresha, and it's a heter b'das Rabbi Yehuda. But if you look at Shulchan Aruch Shin Tes Zayin Sif Yud Aleph, it sounds like it's a psikresha, and therefore, right, because otherwise it's pshita, be mutter. Because we pass it, which is Dom Shem's kind of another situation, we pass him like Reb Shimon. So, and yet there's still this kula of lefitumo. So therefore it's mutter. Now, why is it mutter then? What's the basis of lefitumo? So what Yoni was saying is that it's kimisasek, right? Basically there's this kula, it's not quite misasek, but when you do it lefitumo, just by walking across, you do this melacha, it's kimisasek, and that's mutter. Now, that's basically what I think Rav Nissen Karelitz is saying to permit walking when walking creates a problem of harisha. When we got to Kosev, we could talk about that. Sometimes comes up with Kosev as well. If you have if you have letters on your boots or something like that. So that's Rav Nissen Karelitz. Now it's not so pashut because the heter over there is dafka heter b'makom mios. It sounds like actually usually this would be aser b'makom mios they were mako. On the other hand, there we're being mako on an iser d'oraisa possibly. Here it's an iser d'rabanan. So if there's a kula, and it's a very big chiddush to say there's such a kula. That would be the source of the kula. If you look at the Mishnah Berurah though over there, sif katan aleph, it sounds like it's not a psik risha, in which case there would be much less basis for this kula. So this is another idea of lefi tumo that we'll have to keep in mind. It comes up for a lot of these, again, electricity shilas as well. You're just walking down the street or walking into your house or the like. Is there any type of heter of lefi tumo? We already saw the Shevet Halevi's theory that you're not doing anything with the actual chefza, and we talked about how that was questionable. Sometimes it's a psik resha deloni chalene chad rabbanan trade rabbanan. Another possible kula to consider is this derech hilucha, but this seems to be somewhat questionable. So that's a kula that I guess we'll have to leave for now. We'll get back to it. You'll put that in your bucket list of kulas. I don't know if it's in Rabbi Reisman's, but we could add it to yours. We just have to discover whether or not it is true or not. So we'll look for Rayos. So this brings us to our next topic, which is Melechas Kotzer. Do you want to make a new thingy?